Today on Wings, Diana Wanyonyi reports on Pwani Techno Gals, a community-based organization in Mombasa, Kenya, that introduces girls to working with science and technology.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
These are voices of four girls chatting outside Swahili Port Hub building that hosts Pwani Techno Girls organization and workshops. Pwani Techno Girls started in 2015 with the aim of empowering girls in secondary schools and university female students within Mombasa to venture into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in short, STEM. Aisha Abdul Kadir, an officer from the organization, says lack of female mentors in scientific disciplines pose a major challenge in Kenya.
I'm 25 years old and I graduated from the Technical University in Mombasa. I did ICT, that is Information, Communication and Technology, and I'm a web developer by profession, and I also have much interest in internet security. And I'm the co-founder of Pwani Techno Girls. I'm also the deputy director of Pwani Techno Girls. In Pwani Techno Girls, our mission is to bridge the gender gap of women in technology. In Kenya, not only in Kenya, but in Africa, there are a lot of opportunities that are available for women in science and technology. But unfortunately, we see a lot of women who are very passionate, girls who are very passionate, but they lack female mentors who can actually guide them through their career life. Majority of the girls feel like software development or coding or anything to do with programming is a field actually meant for only men. So Pwani Techno Girls, we are there to bridge that gender gap, to ensure that we create a platform for these girls to interact, share experience, and also mentor each other at the same time, what we call peer mentorship.
At the age of 20, Latifa Wanja joined Pwani Techno Girls in 2017 after she completed her secondary school. She developed a mobile phone application known as Usalama +++. Usalama is a Swahili word meaning security. She explains how the application works.
The Usalama +++ app is just, like you said, Usalama, like security. The first plus is about the security itself. The second app is about the garbage that are around us. Third app, and the third plus, it's about using technology like the robotics to have sensors in your home. So when someone just comes in your home and he or she is not invited, you just get a notification in your phone.
As you were doing your survey in the matters of about garbage, what came up and why the need of us having such app?
I learned that garbage is just thrown anywhere. There's no specific place that you need the garbage are thrown. So I thought, why should we just throw it anywhere? And there are places where population is just passing. People in Mombasa, they just throw garbages, where it is affecting the people, where we went to the hospital. And then when we are interviewing the doctors, most of them, they are saying, these patients, they come in through because they have cholera, typhoid, and all of this is due because of the garbages around them. So I thought, why don't we have specific areas to reduce people who are getting sick? Because if people get sick, the population is reducing, people will not go to work, the economy will actually go down. So we said, let's look for a place where we can just set the garbage and be thrown, and then they can be recycled. They will create job employment for the youth. If you create employment, that makes that the youth will not go to drugs, will not be stealing. So we located garbages using GIS.
The acronym, what does it mean?
GIS is just like geographical sites, you know, like in a map, like geography. Some people study geography as map only. They base in maps where you can locate your house, where it is, your area, like Kiambu, like Kisumu. And then in GIS, you can just locate how many, like people when they want to open a supermarket, they have to use GIS, like they, so that they can know the economy of the area, the pollution, security. That's how GIS helps human beings.
How many people have downloaded it so far?
I just have the link of it. You can just use Inventor to create the sketch of it. So, but now, like, I'm doing a website developing. Now I can make it into action and put it in Play Store.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning to launch it?
Yeah, actually, I'm planning this year. I launch it plus other apps that I still want to create because I have new ideas and I met different people. So I'll launch it at once, maybe around September.
Why do you love sciences so much?
I love sciences since I was in high school because the little things that you thought they're waste can be actually used to solve another problem just using science, like this waste from cow dust and a coconut tree. You can use that to create firewood that can go on and on like the whole day without going to ashes.
Since you joined in 2017 up to now, what have you improved on?
I came here like I didn't have any. I just knew how to create an app using MIT, App Inventor. And now I can create a website. Going on, my knowledge is just expanding in technology, learning new things, meeting different people, having a network, and having opportunities in all the way through Soilipot.
Do you think youths, we can?
Yes, we can. Actually, we were thinking of just hiring youth who are women because they're just staying at home doing nothing. They can do more even than men. They actually can do more than men.
Mention some of your mentors.
One of my mentors is Ruth Kaveke, who took me since, let's say, I was young and brought me up. The second one was Aisha Abdul Hadi, who has helped me in all ways and supported me in anything that I want and showed me that, yes, women can do it. And technology is easy even for women.
Aisha Abdul Kadir from Pwani Technogirls says,
one of our major programs in Mombasa is called Technovation. It's a global program that runs all over the world. It usually invites high school girls to create mobile applications that solve community problems and are there to achieve the SDGs, that's the Sustainable Development Goals that were set by the UN. And another project that Pwani Technogirls has majorly focused on is Mombasa Girls in STEM. We have reached over 180 high school girls in Mombasa in different high schools. We have taught them on science projects, on technology, on engineering, and also on mathematics. They were able to create projects revolving around STEM field, and they were able to present it to panel of judges in the year 2016. Currently, we are super excited the fact that Mombasa Girls in STEM has been granted another couple of funds in partnership with the Tech Women Kenya. We are doing it so that we can continue with what we started earlier in 2016.
Laura Achieng is 17. She has created a mobile phone application known as Shine that aims to solve inaccessibility of reading materials and its distribution to schools.
And I came to learn about this organization back then when I was in high school. We were coached on how to create apps and it was successful because we were able to come up with the problems facing the community and create solutions. So at that moment, we were looking at the accessibility of books to the students, and we decided that let's create an app that the students will be able to link the business people who are dealing with distribution of books and to the schools. And also, we also thought of impacting these students, okay, like inspiring them through motivational videos. So that's also featured in our app. And through that app, I was able to identify myself in the field of technology. And I learned that you do not have to be smart to be able to do these things. I also learned about growth development. That means that growth mindset, it means that people can learn. And you don't have to be that super intelligent to do all these technologies for everyone. It does not bias between male or female. And we are going to train other ladies. And through technology, they can be able to create a solution.
Yeah. Is it working?
We just created the prototype. And all was successful. But for now, we haven't brought it out like to the market. Because technology is evolving. Like, it's improving throughout. And people are now looking at it. Creating solutions on how to bring technology into schools. So when I look at it, we can just modify it and kind of make it to be more technological. The bit where we're dealing with books, we can implement technology into that portion so that instead of dealing with books, now we have students being able to access knowledge or whatever information they have through the app.
Why are you so passionate about science, as young as you are?
I love science because it looks at the environment in a different perspective. It does not look at a problem and just leave it as it is. It looks at a problem, but it also engages you into coming up with a solution. And I also love science because it's fun. You know, when you learn about new stuff, you're able to grow, and also, like, as you are also learning, there's a personality bit of you that is being improved every day. So science is a field for it.
Yeah. And do you think now women are coming out strongly also to compete with men who are in this industry of science?
They are really coming out. Because if you look at, when you visit this website, when you have the women, when you look at women in technology, you have Technovation. These are women who came with an idea of growing the ladies, making the ladies know whom they are, working with the ladies. And what I have to say is that I'm really impressed. Ladies are coming out strongly. They are proving the people who say that we cannot do it, they are proving them wrong. I love the bit that, yes, they have all these skills, but they don't feel the need to keep it to themselves. They are out there helping other ladies to be able to identify themselves with the environment, and not just to be comfortable and look at problems as it is, but also to create solutions and make the world a better environment.
What are some of the challenges facing youths in science?
Well, one challenge is that I usually think about every time, it's the mindset that they have. Because the moment you look at yourself and you look at science as a field, and some of us, we just tell ourselves that we cannot do it. These things are tough. This is not my thing. I cannot master all this information. I cannot do all these things. So first, it begins with the person's mindset. Once you deal with that, then I believe that when you have that desire for science, all other doors will be open. And another challenge is because we're having very few, like, okay, for now, because the government has improved, we have a lot of organizations that have now come up to empower people in science, but there are people who are still feeling like we cannot do it. So the main challenge is mindset, and also we need more organizations to come up and empower these people, empower the ladies, empower the youth, so that they can venture into science. When opportunities strike, when we were chosen by our teacher to be involved in that program, I was just looking at myself and gauging myself into that person who never did anything creative, and I just tried to rule out the idea that I'm going to do something like this. But because of the people who were close to me, the mentors that we had, I was able to have that courage to be able to go through this practice, and now we created an app. So what I would like to encourage everyone is that opportunities are out here, and when they strike, we should be keen to notice them and grab these opportunities. It doesn't matter how small you start, but eventually it will become something big. I also encourage people to read books. A book will tell you how that person lives, how that person thinks, because they don't just only motivate you to do something, but they bring the reality that when you keep your mind focused and you try to do something, then it will work out. They don't just... We're not only empowering these girls or these ladies to be the people they want to be, but we should also bring them in to become one family.
On Wings, you are listening to Diana Wanyonyi's report about Pwani Technogals, a community-based organization in Mombasa, Kenya. Pwani Technogals has 6 program areas, including Technovation, which challenges girls all over the world to build a mobile app that will address a community problem. They also reach out to local high school girls to enter science and technology fields. They host technology meetups to teach adult ladies to code and develop websites, and they offer female mentorship, both from staff and peer-to-peer. Here again is Technogals Deputy Director Aisha Abdul Qadir talking about their recent Django Girls Mombasa workshop.
We have been doing some web development programs because unfortunately most of the girls in my community here in Mombasa, we feel like technology is not for us, coding is tough. Because they lack confidence, the girls don't have confidence. And apart from confidence, they also lack, as I said, mentors who can assist them. So if Aisha can do it, why can't I also do it? So we are there to help them. We are also there to guide them. Apart from the web development trainings we have been doing, we are planning to roll out a program involving internet security and web security to the girls in Mombasa. Also, we brought the first Django Girls Mombasa workshop in Mombasa. Django is a framework of Python programming language. We have been involving girls in the university. We have been teaching them how to create blogs and basic websites using Python programming language and Django framework. So we believe that there is more opportunities for girls in Africa specifically. What we need to do is we need to encourage them. We need to be their mentors. We need to come out and tell our stories, because from our stories, they'll be able to feel like they're part of the STEM, that is the science and technology field.
It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The lecture class is almost starting on the first floor of Swahili Port Hub building. All the lectures are meant for female students only, and today there are 15 girls present.
So today we want to focus more on the backend.
Their lecturer today is Ruth Kaveke, who is also the executive director of Pwani Technogirls. After 5 minutes or so, students slowly settle down on their chairs, with each one of them flapping and putting on their laptops.
Have a new one. Yes, please.
Now it's lecture time.
Right. So we have like those three buttons, right? We have the proceed, donate, and contact. So it's expected that when one clicks proceed, it takes them somewhere, right? So how we do it, I know some are taking it. If, for instance, you are creating a website and you need it maybe to click to proceed, you have like to link it, right? We have to provide a connection between the two. So what we are going to do today, we are going to actually do the connection. For instance, we want to create another screen, just the same way we do in web development, to create another file for you to link it. So here, we are going to create another screen called proceed, right? We are going to create another screen called proceed. And once you click on the proceed, it takes you to that screen, right? So what are some of the things you want when someone clicks the proceed? What do you want to show on the screen? Any idea? Remember, we are doing like, for instance, we are building...
Ruth is 27 years old, a web developer by profession. She says what inspired her to start this organization is the intimidation from male colleagues during her internship.
This is just from a very personal experience. As a lady in technology, it's very difficult. You walk in a room, you find like you are around 50 guys and you are the only girl, or like you are around two. So sometimes it's become very hard. So when I was in the university, I went for an internship. Like I had done almost everything that any intern, I knew what the company wanted, all the software, all the tools that they used. But the first thing really frustrated me, my supervisor was like, Ruth, can you do this? I was shocked. I just kept quiet and told him, give me time during the process that I'll be here, you'll actually see. So when during the internship, I was even very good. I was even assigned a task also to supervise other interns who were already there. So this really motivated me, like if I'm good at this, and there are some girls there who are afraid of even coding, they're afraid of technology, and they're still in my university, how can they feel? Then I just started and then went to talk to my friends. Then I realized some of my friends, like Aisha, Joanne, from other different university, they were experiencing the same problem. So we decided to come together and to train these young girls. And so far we've realized that so many girls have benefited from our trainings, from our mentorship. We even have girls, ladies who earn money from whatever we've trained them. They can create websites for people. They can get payment. We also have like business women who come into us. We train them. They are able to put their business online. People can buy their products online. So like this organization has really created large impact than what we expected. We thought that we were just going to different university, train them in technology, but we've actually realized it's bringing even income to the women and ladies.
In 2017, Ruth was among 100 women from Africa, Central and South Asia, and Middle East selected to the United States to participate in Techno Women, a 5-week program that empowers on educational and professional accomplishments as well as potential and commitment to inspire and support girls in STEM. She shares her experience.
One of the aims that I went to learn, I wanted to advance my skills in web security. I was placed in Mozilla and I was able to gain a lot of, even more than what I expected. I had awesome mentors. Even after the program, I'm able to work with them. They are ready to assist me. During the program, I also found so many connections. I got inspired. I never used to read books. Now I can read books and I can do a lot of things using the knowledge I found from the books. And also my eyes have been opened, I've improved knowledge. Like currently when I came back, we've also been doing a lot of trainings to girls, especially now we want to sustain our organization, but we just realized so many girls cannot afford our training, and the aim of Pony Techno Girls is to have them in this training. So together with my other co-founders, we want to run an online campaign so that friends and anyone who has the passion to assist girls in technology, so that we can train these girls comfortably at where we train. It actually indicates that there is a low percentage of women in science, simply because also the main aim of this program is to have more women, and when these women go into the U.S., they're inspired to come and mentor more other girls, because even the research shows that there are very few women in science. Yes, so actually there's a small percentage of women in tech. That's why also the program and with Pony Techno Girls, we are trying to bridge that gap.
And why do you think that there is less number of women doing sciences other than men?
Okay, on my side, I feel that women don't have like other women mentors who are already in the field. So, and the mentors who are already there, maybe there are few. And if they come out in big numbers, encourage more women, that it's actually done. Actually, one of the things I learned in San Francisco, that we had mentors who are engineers, and they're still engineers. They got, even at some point, they are pregnant, but they can even go to office even the last day. They can climb big towers. If they are scientists, they are inside the labs. Like, nothing that if you are a woman with all the challenges or how we are made, actually, cannot make you go into sciences. It's all about like having role models, mentors outside there. And with such programs like Tech Women, Pony Techno Girls, we are seeing more girls are being interested into technology and science.
Okay. What is your great achievement and challenge that you've gone through as the CEO?
Okay, one of the greatest challenge that I've always experienced is about getting funds. Actually, like, you know, if you are passionate about something, also at some point you need sustainability. You find like so many girls, like approximately like around 20, they want you to mentor them, and you can't actually mentor them at the same time. You also have different things to do. So what I always do, I plan on how I can mentor them. Maybe I can plan this month I'll mentor her, the next month I'll mentor her, or I'll find someone else to mentor them. And also one of the success things that from whatever I founded with other girls, I've realized that more ladies can generate revenue from whatever we've done. More girls build confidence. More students that you go to different high schools, they're able actually, even before they choose their courses in the university, they come asking for advice. Ruth, do you think, is this course related to technology? Is it related to science? Even at the high school level, girls have even improved confidence. They do well in maths and sciences. Even had a teacher reported just from the exams after us having the Mombasa girls in STEM, these students improved their confidence, and even their performance in school has improved.
And you're planning also to reach the whole of coast?
Yes, not only coast. We had a lady from December. She's from Mandera. She actually wants to establish the same thing that you are doing here. So when she came, I actually, together with a friend of mine, we actually trained her before she goes back to Mandera, because we want to empower her so that she can empower other girls. So I think in the next 2 months, we'll be having like another branch of Pony Techno Girls in Mandera.
Do you get any funds from government or maybe Mombasa County? Or how do you go about it?
Okay, for the sustainability purpose, that's why we started our paid classes. We aim to charge like a small fee. We charge like approximately 8,500 per month, that's Kenya shillings, but we realize still the same girls cannot still afford. But also at some point you have international grants, like last time we received around $180,000 from the Germany organization. So actually we've never received any kind of support from the county government. Apart from the grant that we received, we also train. Apart from the girls who cannot afford, we find that there are some people still can afford to pay for our training. That's how we sustain ourselves. And then also professionally, I'm a web developer. I do freelance. So even from the money and also the money that team members were able to sustain. At some point, we even have to pay for the transport for the girls who come here because they have the passion, their parents cannot afford, and we mentor them, what can we do? So this pushes us to work very hard to also ensure them they are part of technology.
Pwani Techno Girls has so far worked with 180 girls secondary school and four universities in Mombasa and reached to more than 400 girls and young women in science.
Maybe one last thing, I would really like to encourage girls outside there, girls who maybe are still in primary level, high school level, know that science, technology is not something that we women cannot do. It's everyone can do it. And since, like, especially for girls, we are like molded. We can multitask. We always think critically. And these are some of the aspects that are needed in sciences. So I call out all of you in big numbers. Come out and let's make other girls also be part of STEM.
Can you just give us your web address?
We have our website called pwanitechnogirls.org. You can find us. You can see some of the projects we do, some of the girls we've trained here. Yes, we are also on social media at pwanitechnogirls, Facebook at pwanitechnogirls, Instagram at pwanitechnogirls.
But this is the first organization here in Mombasa and in Coast.
Yes, it was among the first, but others are coming in, but they are focusing on different languages. For us, we do Python, Django, but we have other girls who are coming in. But since you're already in the field, even some of the ladies who are starting to do the same thing, I actually mentor them. I assist them to bring them up because we can't actually reach through Mombasa alone. We need also other teams to come in. Let's get back to our MIT. On top of MIT, we can see other screen, right? You can see it on the other side, other screen. You click other screen, and then you give it a screen name. Make sure, like, at least to be logic. You are doing things to do with blood donation, and you are thereby calling your screen Aisha, Lillian, Fatma. You can call it any name, but at least let it make sense. So, at some point, this screen will help. Are we together? Other screen? I'm sure it's going to be. Give it time. You're going to see it.
For Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
If you're looking for Pwani Techno Gals on the web, it helps to know how they spell their name. Pwani is P-W-A-N-I. Techno Gals is cleverly spelled TEKNOWGALZ. To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org and check out our new website, wingsradio.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose latest book is The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.